listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Okay, so all the shrimp are cleaned, and now they're going to go into that same marinating bucket with the ginger, garlic, soy sauce.
We could give this a try.
100% you can.
There we go. All right, what am I doing?
Okay, you're going to make the sauce for the Singapore shrimp.
Because of a lack of shrimp, but rather because of imported shrimp making its way to Louisiana vendors and restaurants. Imported shrimp is significantly cheaper, which...
Yeshe, I'm here at the first Louisiana Shrimp and Shrimp Aid Festival. I just want to show you around a little bit. Guys, they have a lot of food. They have a lot of locally caught shrimp, which is a very, very big deal here. I know you can hear the music going on in the background.
We took the head off, took the shells off, and left some product, some part of that product that was exported. It's left in Ecuador.
Has been charged. A man has been charged with grievous bodily harm on board a prawn trawler about 200 nautical miles off the Gulf of Carpentaria. Just after 9 p.m. on Saturday, emergency services in the northwest Queensland town of Normanton responded to a 000 call from the skipper of a vessel who had just set out on an almost... Rescue teams made the almost three-hour trip to the prawn trawler, and once they got on board, police quickly arrested a 27-year-old Parramatta Park man.
Is facing a felony larceny charge after she allegedly stole bags of shrimp from Stop and Shop in Chicopee. Chicopee Police Officer Mike Wilk told 22 News police were called to the store Monday afternoon for a shoplifter. They found this woman, 27-year-old Angie Ruiz, in the parking lot. She allegedly had several bags of shrimp inside of her purse.
Go down the steps right here. Look at the steps. Look at the steps.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Yeah, one curious dog was almost a goner here after learning the hard way. A bad idea sniffing around a gorilla enclosure.
The dog jumped into the gorilla pen at the San Diego Zoo on Sunday to...
New right now at 10 o'clock, a man who was once an All-American with eyes on the NFL just got out of jail after a meticulously planned armed robbery.
Today is ideal for plant-based shrimp. You know, because we're addressing critical consumer needs that are more urgent than ever. Shellfish allergies are the most common food allergy in the...
So, about 2 weeks ago...
We gotta watch out in case this is actually... We gotta make sure that I can get some protection if I need it. Okay. It's just a neighbor. You guys see? When I see a car coming down the street, I have to think about protecting myself. That's... where I'm at, guys. This is not paranoia. This is not a crazy person. This is not someone who is erratic. This is not someone who is on drugs. This is someone who has been in the fear for his life for too long.
Okay, I wasn't going to cover
now,
this again, but then
somebody just texted said they're going to call the cops.
Carlos' house.
I will
this is where
really
Carlos
enjoy
lives, guys. I am live streaming from Carlos' house. Carlos has my Lamborghini right here. In his garage. So today, guys, I'm going to be live streaming, and I'm going to be telling the entire story of Carlos Diaz, who Carlos Diaz is. I'm going to be talking about all the people he's affiliated with. I'm going to be talking about how he got into my building. I'm going to talk about all
I'm
of it.
I'm doing better than
you guys
ever
ready.
Right now while I know
this
that my boss
he just
has
answered
basically
the door.
Extorted and
so
blackmailed
I know this is
and launched a freaking
war for sure.
I'm doing
and
better than
I'm
ever right now.
Carlos!
If you don't know who...
I'm doing better than ever right now while I know that my boss has basically extorted and blackmailed and launched a freaking coup.
Still, let's keep it all moving fast.
We gotta watch out in case this is actually... We gotta make sure that I can get some protection if I need it.
It's a draw.
Enter the shrimp bar.
She got rosy colors, flashing astro pop red.
Coming to you live on
on tape from Gary's Closet,
Manitoba.
You're listening to Shrimp Farm.
Crypto.
The most unique radio program in your entire area. We are the analog relevance within the digital resonance. My name is Electric John.
I'm Jason from Gary's Closet, Manitoba.
Gary's Closet. Now, one of our listeners called in last week and they were complaining that there was so many references to Gary's Closet and it was too much of inside baseball and they didn't know what we were talking about. We're talking, these are initials of a suburb in Winnipeg.
It's an enclave of Winnipeg. It's a suburb of Winnipeg that's been renamed to go undercover.
That's right.
But those are the initials.
But the initials are GC. So
yes,
we've referred to this area as Gary's Closet.
It's not Northwood.
And another, you always bring this up, and it's great. What a great reference point. When, and it's like a landmark, right? When you're traveling north on a street called McPhillips, you go through the chicken gates.
Yes, the great chicken gates of Gary's Closet.
That's right.
There is a KFC on one side and a Chicken Delight on the other. They both have fried chicken, a little bit different recipe. One has 11 herbs and spices. One has been overthinking it. And
you know what I heard they're offering up now at the Chicken Delight is some deep fried shrimp.
I heard they put ketchup on the pizza there.
That is disgusting. That is absolutely disgusting.
That's part of their sauce.
We got a great show for you this week. It's fantastic.
Speaking of sauce, yeah, we got some greasy stuff going down today, don't we?
Good stuff. I'm not sure what he's talking about, but it's Saturday night. It's Wednesday
Saturday
night.
It's Wednesday night. Well, it can't be both, but it's one or the other. You're listening.
It's either Saturday night or Wednesday night right now.
If you're listening to this show, pretend it's your own Vortox.
Vortox. You could have a Vortox.
I had a Vortox shot on the weekend. I think it's still getting to
I got
me.
Botox in a Vortex, and that was confusing.
That's called a Vortex.
A Vortox shot. You get Botox in a Vortex.
It's a shot that takes you back in time so your face looks like you did when you were 13.
Time and space.
Absolutely.
Time and space. Jason, brand new music. This is getting a lot of rave reviews for this amazing, epic new goth record from The Cure.
So it's like reviews at a rave party? Like, what does rave reviews mean, really?
A rave review is a positive review.
Somebody at a rave
it's
said
a positive, there are has questions nothing, on. Has nothing to do with a dance
it.
Party.
I get
a rave
it.
Review is a positive review, and this is getting rave reviews. This goth classic, a brand new contemporary classic. Jason, before you interrupt me one more time. No. This is brand.
Before you announce the song, some people are saying they don't want the Oasis tour; they want Cure.
This is brand new music from The Cure. The brand new album from The Cure.
The Cure, yes.
The Cure. This album is getting rave reviews.
Rave reviews. People at rave parties
That's
have requested
enough with
this.
Jason. You're driving me nuts. It's the first 5 minutes of the program. People out there don't need to hear this. They don't need to hear this. They want the facts. They want the
they
music.
They want you to shut up and play the song.
All right. This is brand new from The Cure. This is called Drone. No Drone. By The Cure. Here on
Shrimp Farm. Crypto. The Cure.
What a jerk.
Yes, you are.
We'll be right back.
thoughts are gonna fail me, and I could have done me worse. Yeah, 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 I could have done me worse.
Brand new music from Elias Ronenfelt, and that's a cover of the Spaceman 3 classic, Sound of Confusion. Before that, brand new music from The Cure. Jason, I was wondering if Jason Spaceman and Jason Statham came up against Jason Eastwood, what might happen?
Well, first of all, I'd have to get the space between my two front teeth filled in, because saying Spaceman and Statham, I'd be lisping all day long.
Hilarious.
And that's about it. I don't need to see that movie. No. I think I wrote Jason Statham off a while ago. He makes action films that don't have much context anymore. And as far as Jason Spaceman, I mean, what's he doing? Spiritualized was an amazing band.
Still making music together. Okay. Are you following Spiritualized?
No, I'm not. And that's why I've fallen off the train. It's not them. The train is still moving. But I've stopped in the willows for a while, and I've just, you know, making myself Bull Rush cigarettes and stuff like that.
Wow, fantastic story. Jason, how about local spotlight?
Let's go to it right now. What do we have? What have we got right?
Here it comes. Local spotlight. It can be sold.
Sold if it's bought right.
We present to you local spotlight. My wings were ripped off.
You're flying a hot kite.
Ladies and gentlemen, local spotlight.
And today on Local Spotlight, we are featuring a brand new release. This is from a band that is calling themselves Bye Bye Blue. The song is called Visceral, and I've been told to mention that it was written by Mario Lagasse, produced by Justin Delorme, performed by Bye Bye Blue, with vocals by the wonderful sweet voice of Madeline Jance. I think this is a fabulous new offering from our gentle town, also known as sometimes a rough city, called Winnipeg, John. Let's hear Visceral right now on
shrimpfarm.crypto.
The moon's on my
The Clog. And no, it's not about the shoe, The Clog, from Paige Drobot. Brand new, John.
Excellent.
That's a few days old. She's just releasing great record after great record.
Her last couple songs she's released have great production standards.
Well, and great songwriting and very unique topics. Amazing guitar playing.
Weird voice. I like it.
We'll take it all.
Yes. Hey, you're listening to Shrimp Farm Doc Crypto on
CKUW 95.9 FM.
That's right. You know it. I'm Electric John. That's Jason Eastwood. We're doing Shrimp Farm Doc Crypto.
There's some big shows coming this week, actually. Go check them out. Your local paper. Stylist? Do they list the shows?
Stylist has a list of some stuff. I don't know since there was a weekly thing back in the day here.
The old newspaper used to be great. And then
it was good when Jill did it.
Like, where do you find this stuff? I guess just Google it online. Like, where do the local shows get posted? There's posters, of course. Go walk around Sherbrooke.
Man.
And look at the posters.
Seems like it's a fractured scene at the moment.
That's the thing. Back in the day, you grabbed the free press. It listed what band was playing at every bar in the city.
But there was also local art weeklies, I think, that came out.
Well, the free press always had it. It would see the Blue Note, Neil
Young. I feel
like
we've been culturally let
Prince,
down.
Prince, Rendezvous. And then it'd be like Doc Walker at the Pine Pony.
Jason, you know what's going on lately is that, and hear me out here. Everybody's talking about that brand new segment that ain't so new anymore called the
Beat of the Week.
It's a beat of the week.
Everybody's listening to this brand new segment. It's a beat of the week.
Shit. Application in error, error of the apes. Walk right up and smack a fish in the face. Do you really want to make this issue about race? Cause I'm a mammal, like Mark Hamill. Rommel on a camel, Himmler was a bummer. Not another no good Corvette summer. Too scared to panic, too drunk to care. With my Ric Flair hair, I can settle a square. Snakeskin boots and diesel jeans. Vain scenes, pardon the vanity, but I've had these moves since 83. Neon is the night. The light on muted black. Electric rainbow flickers buzzing back. And the tricks on track.
Information desk. Yes, sir, I'll take care of it.
Hey, you changed your hairdo. I like it.
Well, thank you. He's been trying to get a job here as a photographer.
Well, I'd like to see a fellow like that get a job here.
Well, that's funny. I was thinking the same thing.
Sorry, mister. You may as well stop crying. Sorry, mister. You may as well stop crying. You see, we can't hire a photographer who hasn't had newspaper experience.
And I can't get experience, love.
Sorry, mister. You may as well stop crying.
Neon is the night. Neon is the night. Extraordinary action, effect and reaction. The plan's gaining traction, the trick is on track. Kung fu kick, farcical mystics, rap poison holistics. Witness the quickness, all but buzzing back. Vibrating muted black, rainbow back. The streets are agrees with a temporary peace. A gross with the greatest grasp. A grip on the task, hunting smallmouth bass. Marlon Rando, coughing chic. I hear your words, but I don't speak Greek. A duck in search of a better beak. Chops up their face and tells the Greek. Total freak. Total freak. Total freak. This is the neon tragedy. Neon is the night. Light on muted black. Electric rainbow flickers buzzing back. The trick's on track. Neon is the night. The light on muted black. Electric rainbow flickers buzzing back. The trick's on track. Neon is the night. Trick's on track. Neon is the night. Tricks on track. Neon is the night.
Hey, this is Nick from Nick and the Narcs, and you're listening to shrimpfarm.crypto on CKUW 95.9 FM.
stuff. It's a Livin' from Nick and the Narcs. Brand new music. It's a Livin' by Nick and the Narcs. Before that, Jason, we had a brand new beat of the week.
The beat of the week was called something about Neon Tragedy.
Yes.
And not even something about, just it's called Neon Tragedy.
Very good and very good.
There was a Neon Tragedy a while ago when the store called Neon Factory closed in Winnipeg. It used to have great antiques.
That is tragic.
Very tragic. Well, speaking of neon tragedies,
I lied and I
brand new from the Bee Gees. That was tragedy.
It's not brand new.
Oh, it's not?
It's 1979.
I thought we did the Vortex shot. And we're back. Wow, that was quite the trip. I think I bought myself a Rubik's Cube, John.
That was terrifying. We went through a vortex, of course. And I'm only a fifth dimensional human being, I don't recall, but I'm one of the higher dimensions.
You're at the top of the list of people that collects bottle caps of everyone I've ever met.
And this episode slaps like black cherry bottle caps. Jack, jump back. Electric John and Jason Eastwood are on the Radio Attack. Every Saturday night at midnight, Wednesday nights at midnight, come down to the farm. You will enter the Shrimp Farm.
Right here on shrimpfarm.crypto.
CKW 95.9 FM. This is brand new music from the Manic Street Preachers, an English classic. This is called Decline and Fall. Right here on shrimpfarm.crypto.
banks on the future that awaits us just before Good Friday. He figured the wages of salvation were a little too steep. Said no one's fucking with my baby Lord and got onto the tea cleaning up.
Up, brand new from Father John Misty. Ooh. One of my favorite fathers.
And before that, some brand new music from the classic group Manic Street Preachers over there in the UK. I believe they're mounting some sort of a comeback. I'm sure we'll see some sort of date at Glasto next spring.
We had the Manic Street Preachers and we had Father John Misty. There was a religious connotation in there, John. Are we getting ready for the Easter extravaganza?
Stop telling me what to do. It feels like everybody's telling me what to do.
We, of course, don't subscribe to any one religion here, just the one called Vortex. Vortox shots. That's
I am
what
a Catholic
have.
As well.
Did you get your Vortox shot? We did that earlier, right? We're back now.
We're back.
So, let's expand on this idea that we're going to talk about the hockey team.
Jets 3.0.
Oh no.
Those could very well be key cornerstone players of a Jets 3.0.
Winnipeg Jets are the top of the league, John. Are you excited?
Welcome back to the sports segment of the program, Jets 3.0. Yes, of course I'm excited. I am excited. I'm a little disappointed. There's a game on now, and we were really robbed by these so-called zebras on the ice.
The referees tend to favor the teams that have low tax rates, like Tennessee. You've got Nashville, Florida. You've got Tampa Bay. You've got the Panthers. Vegas, the Vegas Golden. So all these
as cynical as that sounds, it's more than probably true.
They have warm weather. They have low tax rates. Everybody wants to play there, and the refs are working for them because Gary Bettman thinks he can sell hockey to the southern states if he has winners down there. So we have to fight that, and the Jets are fighting for it through adversity. And for next Halloween, I think I'm going to go as a Jet, John.
I tell you what, he can't go around turling us. We turn around, we're the Japanese turlet, Jack jump back.
All right, that's great. Is that hockey speak? Or is that like you grew up in the Arneil family, didn't you?
No.
Like you talk like a coach who really quite know what to say.
Here's the thing. The Jets are at the top of the league in the NHL right now in this moment.
Yes.
And that's all that matters. And in the future, it'll be the moment of the future. And the past is the moment of the past. But as we speak, the Jets ruleth the league. That's the league, not the division, not the conference, the league.
If we can get the Winnipeg Jets to come down and play a game of shinny at, say, one of these local, you know, Gary's Closet Arena, we will broadcast live from a game.
Shinny, shinny, Coco Bob.
So stay tuned for that.
Next week on Jets
3.0.
fish am up off the ground. Hey, buddy, relax. Do you think this song needs sex?
Welcome to Wonderland, Sippy. Trust in your intuition.
What a wizard I am, bitch, I'm the man. No, I'm scared. Give me your hand, take you to Wonderland. Man, it's really in the plan, but fuck all your plans as well.
Wolves howl at any hour, cross them and I'll devour you in a second. Better mind how you walk through, making it out alive, it's something to hope to. In my life, there's wonder and terror and beauty in nature. Independent here on my own, still doing it major. Here you cannot be on the phone, so do me a favor. Oh, wait, slow down, rabbit holes where it goes down. Do not interrupt the flow now, look at me. Eyes peeled, know you're gonna be healed. I've been down in nitty gritty and stayed in the hills. I've been all over the world now, but never to chill. Been exposed to finding things and Italian meals. What a change, Wonderland is amazing. Ain't it? Been partying for days on the same shit, same shit. Never mind who I came with, man. I never ever wanna leave. Let me stay lit, let me stay.
What
a wizard I am, bitch. I'm the man, no scared. Give me your hand, take you to Wonderland. Man, it's ringing in the plan, but fuck all your plans. It's Wonderland is amazing.
Inverted or for a purpose, I say this shit loud and clear for you all, and I know you heard it. I know you're learning ways of this place, and you show your concerns, and I understand how you feel, but fuck how you feel. You can only eat if you hunt, and are you willing to kill? Mercy is never shown, and damn it, it's all I've known. Remember to pay your debts, this shit is some Game of Thrones. All I wanna know is right now, was you with me? Come fuck with me here, there's no life for you in the city. I can show you magic, I swear this shit is so trippy. Only you can have it, let's make a deal quick. For some real shit, all it takes is for you to hear and to feel this.
What a wizard I am, bitch, I'm the man, don't be scared. Give me your hand, take you to Wonderland. Man, it's really in the plan, but fuck all your plans, let's go. Wonderland is amazing, ain't it? Never ever wanna leave, let me stay lit. I've been partying for days on the same shit.
I've been partying,
never ever wanna leave, let me stay lit. I've been partying for days on the same shit.
I've been
That was a smile with Tiptoe, and I've been burdened with corndog tissues.
It's a paper towel so you can eat your grub.
Anyway, corndog tissues. We're having corndogs here in the closet, but we're done.
It's a hockey lunch. Ladies and gentlemen, next week you won't see us. We're going to hear you. Right? No, we're going to see you.